Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Weston Givens. We're talking about the 2022 OCA Ranch Rodeo. In just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Hey cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. Coming up, it's the 2022 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo. Our own Casey Shepherd had a chance to talk with the chair of the rodeo, Weston Givens.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. August 19th and 20th, I believe, will be our 38th annual. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to bring in 12 of the toughest ranch teams we can find in the state. These are going to be historic ranches that are scattered from all corners of the state that raise cattle for a living and ride horses for a living, and they're going to be fun to watch them do their thing.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about like a regular rodeo. These are things that we actually have to do out in the field with our calves every day.
Yes, these are going to be things. You know, a lot of these cattle are raised in country that you can't get to on a four-wheeler or with a pickup. You got to get their horse back and do your business with a horse and a rope. And so these fellas know how to get that done. You're going to see them do things like doctor cattle. You're going to see them catch a cow that has a bad bag and milk her out. You're going to see them brand calves in a pen that doesn't have a chute. You're going to see them getting a big pen and sort out the cattle they need to move over to the neighbor's place. You're going to see them do all the stuff they do at home on a daily basis.
And of course, this is a super cool event that everybody loves to watch, but that's not only the reason we're doing it.
No, absolutely not. Our primary focus on this event is to raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. You know, we've been involved with the Children's Hospital for years and years now. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases and help families, you know, with kids that need help. Every rancher has been in a position at some point or another where he needed a hand up. These families need that, and we feel like we can do this event and have fun doing it and bring some of those kids out to the arena, let them be around some cowboys, raise some money, give it to them, and let those doctors go do something good with it.
And I bet at the end, like when you finally get to present that check, that's got to be a great feeling.
It is. All of us know somebody that has had a child that's had a difficult struggle. When we can give a check to an organization that's going to be financially responsible with that money and put it to good work and help someone's kid, we don't care whether that kid's a ranch kid or whether that's some kid off the street. We're just glad to help, and it gives us a good feeling. It makes us feel like, you know, we're doing something for them.
So tell us about where the event takes place and how everybody can get tickets if they'd like to go.
The event is at the Lazy E. We've partnered with the Lazy E for years now, and they are a great venue for us. Big arena, lots of space, lots of parking, well lit. And they can go to the Lazy E ticket office and get tickets through there.
Pretty good teams this year?
Absolutely. You're going to see 12 tough teams. I guarantee it.
Any reigning champions that we had before?
Well, we're going to have, last year, I believe, Hall Dobby was one of the champions. If I remember right, we had a tie last year. I'm not sure if I can remember the other team, though, off the top of my head. Of course, Drummonds are always top competitors. There's going to be lots of good teams. And so, we'll have a couple of new teams, you know, so they'll be getting their feet wet. And so we look forward to that, too.
I don't know if I'd want to be a new team going up against these veteran old teams.
There's lots of nerves involved with the new teams. And lots of nerves.
Well, it's going to be great. Thanks once again. We're just proud to be able to talk about this event because it's so special.
Yes, it is. It is a special event. You know, there's ranch rodeos all over Oklahoma. You can find a ranch rodeo probably every weekend if you want to go to one. You cannot find a ranch rodeo in Oklahoma that has the historic teams this rodeo has and is dedicated to raising money to helping kids.
OCA Ranch Rodeo, 19th, 20th of August. Tickets available at lazyee.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.